help from my friends, the Beatles. By request, 739-0041 on the Big 63. Right, you can't be wrong, my friends. This is KDWB serving the Twin Cities from under St. Paul. Yours truly, Bob Reed, better known as Chuck Rose, filling in for Tony Glover, my friends, Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
Stone free.
Every day in the week, I'm in the
field. 8 degrees in the Twin Cities. This is Chuck Rose, KDWB News. In news at this hour, 10 South Vietnamese villagers were killed while they slept early Sunday when communist mortar shells fell into their hamlets near the DMZ. Details are now leaking out about the latest Israeli move against Egypt. The theft of a $1 million Russian-built radar system. Apparently, Israel sneaked into two freight helicopters, across the frontier, divided the radar into two parts, carted it home back to Israel, and Egypt's wondering where the radar went. Some 200 tons of munitions made in France are en route to Iraq. While France wasn't selling arms to Israel, it'll sell it to the Arabs and Iraqis, one of the nations that's fought Israel in the various Middle Eastern wars. Vice President Spiro Agnew is in Bangkok, the fourth stop of his 11-nation Asian tour. He praised his hosts in Thailand for their do-it-yourself defense policy, which means fighting communist subversion at home and supplying troops also in Vietnam. The Brazilian jetliner hijacked New Year's Day finally made it to Havana Saturday afternoon. It was seized by six self-proclaimed revolutionaries who said they wanted to make a pilgrimage to Havana. After many stops because of fuel and technical problems, including getting one jet engine started with 22 car batteries, they reached their goal, Havana, just in time to harvest sugar. Defense Secretary Laird disclosed Saturday the administration will ask Congress to approve expanded construction of ABM sites. Congress last year approved initial deployment of the genocide missile system at sites in North Dakota and in Montana. Navy officials at Pearl Harbor are awaiting the go-ahead to sink the abandoned ammunition ship Badger State adrift in the mid-Pacific. The derelict may go down of its own weight. The Navy tugboat says the vessel has sunk 3 feet lower in the water at the stern. The search has ended for the night, for five college students lost in an attempt to climb Mount Cleveland in Glacier National Park. An intensive search effort is planned for Sunday for the men, all experienced climbers and outdoorsmen. In a series of raids in Massachusetts Saturday, Secret Service agents arrested six men and seized about $250,000 in counterfeit money. One of the men had been arrested 1 month ago in another raid that yielded $250,000 in bogus bills. And finally, attorneys for Texan Charles Watson on Monday will fight his extradition to California. He faces murder charges in the death of actor Sharon Tate and six others. While his lawyers argue against his being moved, Watson probably will remain in jail in McKinney, Texas. In sports, in the National Basketball Association, Boston beat New York 111-104. Elsewhere in the top games, it was Dallas in the ABA, 139, Los Angeles, 137. That was in double overtime. In the National Hockey League, our own Minnesota North Star is tied 3-3 with the New York Rangers. Elsewhere in basketball, college basketball, UCLA beat Notre Dame 108-77. Kentucky 95, Mississippi 73, North Carolina 98, Rice 72, St. Bonaventure 96, Baldwin Wallace, wherever that is, 63. LSU over Alabama 90-83, Iowa 94, Purdue 88, Michigan State 85, Indiana 84, Ohio State 78, Minnesota 71, and Michigan beat Northwestern 96-82. Twin Cities weather, variably cloudy, continued cold, with snow accumulating to an inch or a little more before daybreak. Overnight low 2 degrees above, our chance of measurable precip 80%, and currently we have light snow and 76% humidity, our temperature 8 degrees. This is Chuck Roast reporting for the Big 63.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen to the one.
Well, I think of all the worries people seem to find.
Let's live for today, the grassroots on the Big 63. 22 minutes after 1 o'clock on Diamond Time. Brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, established 1885 at 385 Wabasha. J.A. Gerber Jewelers, the bright spot in Wabasha, just a few doors from the corner near Dayton's. Listeners are urged to come as you are, no need to dress up. Even your friendly freak, Chuck Roast, yours truly, has been welcomed in there, wearing his favorite Bell Levi's and dirty T-shirt. But I was very, very royally treated, believe me. A cup of coffee was waiting for me. Free coffee, man. Saved my dime. People at Gerber's were very friendly, and there was no high-pressure tactic used. Didn't buy anything, just walked in to look around to see if the stuff Tony was telling me was true. And I was urged to relax and take as much time as I desired, and I did. 16 days I spent in Gerber's. People enjoy visiting the beautiful, outstanding, award-winning store, and they're very nice to you, really. Anybody. I mean, everybody's welcome. Servicemen, students, credit's very easy to get. So if you're very, very tight with a chick and you'd like very much to surprise her with a diamond, place to do it is J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha. I've called it the bright spot because they have North Star diamonds. Beautiful diamonds, imported directly from Antwerp, Belgium. And any way you want them cut, they show you a diamond, they'll put it in a ring, you can design it, draw a picture, something rough. They'll put something together for you. 24 minutes after 1 o'clock, we have 8 degrees outside, light snow falling. Yours truly, Chuck Roast, filling in for Tony Glover. Tony's not feeling well. Tony got a bad case of the flu. Very uptight. Uptight for a couple of days. Did a great job on the air. Nobody could fill in for him. But we're helping Tony out. Maybe he's going to get better. Here's a song that turns me on. Je t'aime. This is by request. All of you lovely young ladies out there in Radio Land. I know the cat's name is Serge Gainsbourg, but I can't figure out the chick's name. Hang on a second. Wait till they get finished. I'll read the label. That's called Je T'aime, done by request here on KDWB on Diamond Time, brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha in St. Paul. Yours truly, Chuck Roast, filling in for Tony Glover, who is not really feeling too well. Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg and Je T'aime, you know, Paul, I suppose. Don't speak French too well. 129 on KDWB, serving the Twin Cities from under St. Paul. This has been, this portion, rather, has been called Diamond Time. It's all called Diamond Time. But it's been brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha, which is also known as the Bright Spot on Wabasha near Dayton's. And I'll remind you, it's 8 degrees outside. Light snow falling in the Twin Cities, and our request line is 739-0041. Now, call and request anything. Yours truly, Chuck Roast, will try to search through Tony Glover's records, and if we can find it, which is probably... Well, the chances are in your favor, actually. The odds are in your favor, because Tony does a good job of filing his records. It's just that he never tells me where he puts them.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the KDW beat goes on.
This, my friends, started it all. Everybody that was straight realized there was some place called San Francisco. That's Scott McKenzie, the Plastic World's version of Rod McEwen, and San Francisco, wear some flowers in your hair. This is Diamond Time, Part 4, brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha in St. Paul. My name is Chuck Roast, filling in for Tony Glover. Tony's not feeling well, so this Saturday night we decided that we'll let Tony put himself together. He was really strung out, really. He was sick, you know, I had temperature. I just dropped his microphone. Anyway, my name is Chuck Roast. I'm filling in. It's 1:33 is the time, and our temperature is 8 degrees. That is cold out there. Light snow falling. Weather Bureau said we weren't going to have any snow tonight, but when it started snowing, they changed their forecast, I'm afraid.
Fur. Fur for fashion. Fur for fun. For heaven's sakes, hurry to Berman Buckskin, the big red building at First and Hennepin, where there's a big array of fur and leather. For making anything you can imagine. Leather by the yard, in every possible color, too. Get the wow now look of fashion with the lean leather look from Furman Buckskin. It's the trading post of the Twin Towns. Also ready-made jackets, shirts, skirts, and fancy fringed handbags. Stop in and look them over. Furman Buckskin. A most unique kind of shop to shop. At First and Hennepin, in the lower loop, next to the Great Northern Depot. Look for the big red building. That's Furman Buckskin, with the greatest selection of leather goods and the most fantastic low, low prices.
Wow. That's groovy. I like that. I've got a pair of leather boots I got there. Very heavy. 1:34 at the time. Now it just turned over 1:35, I guess. This is Sunday morning. Very early Sunday morning. My name is Chuck Roast, as in the funny meat you eat on Sundays. Don't touch that line. The forecast, variably cloudy, continued cold, snow accumulations of an inch or more before dawn. Overnight low, 2 degrees above zero, which means your car probably won't start tomorrow. And the chance of precipitation is 100% because it's snowing right now. And here's the statistics in case you got a barometer for Christmas. That's the... Yeah, right. 29.83, it says. And humidity is 76%, wind southeast at 7, and the temperature is 8 degrees. You know, my name isn't really Chuck Roast, it's Bob Reed. I feel silly saying it's Chuck Roast, but you can't be a fellow that reads the news and a fellow that does disc jockey things both at the same time. But I felt kind of silly on Tony's program where everything is straight. And I just felt silly using a name that wasn't really real, you know? But we'll say Chuck Roast because it's silly to be a newsman and a disc jockey both. Tony Glover is sick, and he'll be back, we hope, Monday night, playing some of the most fantastic sounds in the Twin Cities from under St. Paul.
KDWB 63. Listen to the one.
This song was requested by Kathy. We'll take any request, and if we can find it for you, baby, we'll play it. 739-0041, and hang on, Sloopy.
Hey!
Pow. That's groovy. I like that. Hang on, Sloopy by the McCoys. That was popular way back when yours truly, Chuck Roast, was really a disc jockey. That was to Kathy and Chuck. I'm sorry. Kathy, I apologize. And Chuck, because I left you out, I apologize too. The KDWB music people remind you that TCOIC, or Tekakic, I don't know what that means, offers free job training to all anyway. Call 339-7621. That's 339-7621 for an appointment to see a job counselor. That number again, 339-7621. You know, if you have a hassle for bread and you just can't quite put it together, well, you just give them a call. They'll turn you into something, really. It's heavy. 1:40 is the time. And as is common in formatic plastic synthetic radio, I also give the temperature when you give the time so people don't have to buy alarm clocks and thermometers. 8 degrees outside. And so you don't have to get up and look out the window. It's snowing lightly. When they say light snow, they must mean every snowflake weighs about 1,000 pounds, because when I looked outside, my little white car was all covered up with snow.
Get on up. Keep on pushing. KDWP.
Okay, I learned how to push the right button that time. Jimi Hendrix experience in the cross-town traffic. Yeah, wow. Your friendly 300-pound radio freak, Chuck Roast, filling in for Tony Glover. Good evening, friends. Aren't radio freaks funny? Wow. Wish I could play Everybody Go Get Stoned again. Why? I don't care.
Oh, when you're in the wintertime, 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I
Crosstown traffic, Jimi Hendrix experience by request, 739-0041, and yours truly, Chuck Roast, will play it for you. 1:42 at the time, and the temperature once again is 8 degrees. This is Diamond Time, brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, because diamonds are bright, and J.A. Gerber's Jewelers is the bright spot on Wabasha, just a few doors from the corner near Dayton's. And that's right across the street from the great big hole in the ground in St. Paul. So if you miss Dayton's, you can find the hole in the ground. Store hours, it says here,
please keep copy current with copies such as open tonight, Thursday till 9 p.m. Well, tonight is Saturday night, and tomorrow is Sunday. They're closed on Sunday, so the next chance you'll get to take advantage of the tremendous values in jewelry at J.A. Gerber Jewelers is at 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday. And it just so happens, for those of you who can make it during the day, Mondays and Thursdays, J.A. Gerber's at 385 Wabasha is open until 9 o'clock in the evening. And credit? Credit there is the easiest thing to get. Used to be you walk in, the easiest thing to get was a handshake, a smile, and high pressure at any place you went, but not at J.A. Gerber's. High pressure is not there, and easy credit is. You can be a serviceman, a student, anybody. And you don't have to be at 21 years of age. The only store with teenage credit, a nationally copyrighted plan for teenage men and women. And that's what you are, my friends, men and women. Once you reach 13, man, you know more than your parents did when they were 21. And that's the same as adult credit. No interest or carrying charge, which is really cheap, believe me. When you hit 21 and start getting that regular credit, the 18% finance charge a year can break your back, believe me. But teen credit has no interest or carrying charge. No additional charge for credit whatsoever, and the customer sets his own terms. It means if you buy a diamond for your girlfriend, soon to be your wife, or if you didn't buy your wife a diamond and you got married, you can buy it now. On credit, set your own terms, you know, whatever you can afford. Bread is really not that important. They want to serve you, the customer. J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 385 Wabasha. Once again, I'll say it, the bright spot. 144 now on KDWB. Yours truly, Bob Reed, better known as Chuck Roast, for this evening, and this evening only, filling in for Tony Glover. Request line 739-0041. Now, when you call for a request and you say, I'd like to hear so-and-so, please have the name of the artist, because all this stuff is filed according to artist, alphabetically by Tony. And I look through Tony's records, and if I can't quite find it, I'm sorry, you know. I say, yeah, I'll play it for you. I say, yeah, I'll play it only if I can find it, right? Okay. By request, Easy Rider. That's an album cut from Easy Rider. You know, it's one of the heaviest movies I've ever seen. Really, very heavy. And let's certainly hope it sets a trend, because that's what we need. Let's put it all together. We had a lot of requests I can't find. I have to admit that. I'm not a mechanic. I can't figure out Tony Glover's system. Anyway, Jill wanted to hear Never My Love. Or actually, Jill didn't want to hear it, really. Somebody wanted to play it for Jill. So, to Jill, if we can find it, Never My Love Later by the Association. Someone wanted to hear Spanish Harlem by B.B. King, or we got to find that one. Also, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. Somebody wanted to hear Monster by Steppenwolf for his little brother Joey. And little brother Joey, if I can find the record, you'll hear it. Somebody just called and wanted to hear Harlem Shuffle by the Flippers. And I thought nobody had heard of the Flippers up here. Tremendous. Wow. Taste. Ain't got nothing yet. The Blues Magoos on the Big 63. And yours truly, Chuck Rose, filling in for Tony Glover and taking your request, 739-0041, my friend. Here it is, Musing.